beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on Dubious Intent Plus.
You should know what you should have given that to me, sent it to me in some form, and I could read it.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
instead,
yes.
What?
Instead of what?
What is it on the Trello?
No.
Okay, because it's wrong for you to be reading the news stories.
Really?
It's Adam's job, but since Adam and I'm taking over Adam's duties, I should be reading the news.
You should. Wow, you should be reading the news. Huh? All right, here.
Yeah.
I'll send you the other way, and you can. You can
okay.
Read it. Yeah.
Good. I'll show you how it's done, bitch.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for TI Plus to come screaming at you through say interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. TI Plus is brought to you by Bicycle Playing Cards. For 127 years, we've previously crafted each deck using custom paper and coating so you can trust Bicycle Performance hand after hand. Check them out at bicycle.com and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a well-dealt discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer and I'm joined from the Bicycle Playing Card Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Yeah, there is no other Adam Burns, just me. Hello, Daniel.
You've gotten quiet again.
What? No, there is no way that I could have gotten quiet again. Absolutely no way.
You've gotten very quiet.
Have I?
Yes, it's you're being drowned out by the music as we speak. I'm doing well, thank you for asking. How are you doing tonight, Adam?
I'm doing great.
Even the chat room is saying you're very quiet. You're fading away. You're just like you're very quiet.
I don't even know what to do with that because my every knob is turned all the way up. The computer volume is turned all the way up. I have no idea. I have twiddled every twiddling thing. It's hurting my ears. I'm so loud.
All right, fine. I'm having to boost you over here.
But yeah, do that.
I don't like doing that. But I'm doing that nonetheless.
Well,
anyway, I don't know what has happened. There's some traumatic event that has happened in my cat's life that he has now decided that he has to be directly next to me, curled up, like purring next to me.
You may not need to boost me now.
Oh, dear God. What happened? What was it?
My computer is randomly turning the microphone volume down.
Oh, I know why. Because because Hangouts is auto adjusting.
I don't know. It was my computer. I had to go back to the computer. Well, maybe it is. But
yeah, because you're quiet again.
What the hell?
Something on your machine, like close Skype, close anything that has your microphone open, because basically some device, some piece of software on your machine has decided that your microphone port is too loud, and so it is decreasing the volume.
Train wreck.
I'll boost you again over here. So, all right. Here it doesn't really matter. Adam, you know what? I don't even know where.
No.
8 hours. 8 hours of show prep today.
I know, right?
And you've already ruined the show.
Well, I'll just watch this property, this line in pro. Oh, that was the noise. I'll just watch this. Am I louder now?
Yeah, because when I boost you here, then when you boost there, and then it goes over modulated. So now
How am I? Are you boosting me now?
No, I'm not boosting you at the
how
moment.
How am I?
You're a little bit quiet, but you're fine.
Okay. Well, I'm now as far up as I can go, so I don't know. Anyway.
Now the chat room wants us to restart the show.
Well, seriously, I don't know what's going on. So Skype wasn't working for us, and now my computer is resetting audio volumes.
Well, your computer isn't doing it. It's something, there's a piece of software. One of the pieces of software that is monitoring your, and the most likely candidates are going to be Skype and Hangouts.
Skype won't even close.
Skype won't close. Well, that's not good.
Skype's like, no, I won't close. I won't do
you
it.
You cannot get rid of me.
End task. There we go. So anyway, well, we can restart if you'd like, or we can just keep going from here.
No, we're not restarting. Fuck that noise.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Adam, you know what? It is 9:30 p.m. on a Sunday evening, and that can, of course, mean only one thing. We are streaming live on pride48.com in front of the world's most amazingly patient chat room.
Yeah, it can only mean one thing. We are extremely late getting... We were both sitting here.
We just had like a... it's just been a great night of things going wrong. Anyway, it doesn't matter, Adam. Who is joining us in the chat room this evening?
We have Dante. We have Auntie Vera Charles. We have C.T. Yaley. We have Lamont Cranston. We have Mags. Toppy Smelly. WTMN. Jimmy Bear and Minion 51.
There you go. That sounds exciting.
It is. I am very excited.
I'm completely thrown off the whole thing. I know I'm going to get us back on track here, because I know that, you know, Adam, we are professionals. We have a thing called a Trello board that we like to put things on. And by the way, the very first thing that I see here on the board is I'm supposed to thank the person that did the previously this evening. So I thank like our listener, Chris S, who sent in that previously. And you could also send in a previously on DI Plus. All you have to do is send us a recording that says previously on Dubious Intent Plus. There you go. So thank you very much, Chris S. I've gotten to the point now I've played everybody, and so now I'm having to recycle them.
Are you recycling?
I'm recycling them, but I forgot the order that they came in. So what I really should do is sit down and make numbers, so that way, you know, and then just update it as they come
in. You should sit down and write a program that randomizes the things, and then you just hit a button and a random one happens.
Well, the problem with random is that things repeat on random far more than you would like. This is the problem. This is the problem with MP3 players. Like, remember the old MP3 players and stuff, like iPods and stuff that had a random feature on it? The problem is that they forgot what they had played. So they had no memory of what they had played. So it's like random, if you had, like, let's say a 30-song playlist, you know, random could be song number 23 followed by song number 23. Because it had no memory of what it had just played. So it's like it would just kind of get stuck in these ruts where it would play like the same six songs sometimes.
If you think about it, it wouldn't be truly random if you told it not to play the same thing again. Because
true, but in this case, you didn't want true random. What you wanted was a random order. So what you had to do at the time, if you really wanted to do it, was you created a playlist and then you went and you randomized the playlist. So you went and there was a setting that would basically scramble the playlist one time and then start playing it from the top.
All right.
That's how you had. Anyway, it doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't.
It does, but it doesn't. That's what I'm trying to say. It does.
I mean, because iPods are a thing of the past now, so you really don't, you don't even do that anymore.
Now you're overmodulated. Anyway, let's see what we have here on the old Trello. Is I can pull us back on track here and see if we can get things going on the old Trello. You know, I was going to say this thing about the weather last week, but I'm not even going to talk about it.
I think I left it in there just so that you could...
Yeah, it is, but I should get... Because it wasn't a fact. I wasn't really going to talk about the weather. It was just that I was sick, but then on top of that, we had a cold snap, which just made it even worse. You know what I'm saying? Like when you feel sick and then it's cold, so you're like shivering and you know, you just kind of felt
yes.
It was just, it was a really... anyway, I said I wasn't going to talk about it, and here I am talking about it. So, you know what, Adam? I know you don't like to listen to other shows.
I listen to so many other shows.
You don't listen to anyone. You're kind of like Curtis. You just say you listen to them. But then, if I were to give you a quiz, you would fail. Like if I were to say, oh, who said this past week that that Karen Carpenter had the fat fucked right off of her?
That would be Taffy.
Wow.
That was my co-pilot.
Very good. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I listen to several different podcasts. And one of the ones that I listen to is a dear friend of mine from Woodland Hills, California. Now, it used to be years and years ago that he had a friend named Scott that would come to visit. And he would start a countdown for Scott's coming to visit. And, you know, he would go on a cruise and he would have a big production countdown on going on a cruise. Like all the things that were important in his life.
Would that be like the one where it's like, only 5 days until
the cruise of
whatever,
a lifetime.
Whatever.
Right. Exactly. Yes. It's is actually, I think I can actually recreate that right here. Let's see. That came from the Titanic soundtrack, by the way.
You probably could. So he had a friend named Scott.
He had a friend, and he would play the asshole song for Skylight. Are you born an asshole? And he would like do a countdown like for that. Any important thing in his life, he had this whole countdown thing for. So I feel kind of bad because I'm going out to visit him. I'm arriving there Halloween day. Right in the height of the season of doom and gloom, I'm going to arrive. No mention, no countdown, no none of that.
See, here's the thing with you going there. The thing is, you're going there on Halloween, and that's like their favorite holiday of the year. So you're being trumped by holiday. They're more excited about Halloween than they are about you arriving, is really what's going on.
So what you're saying is I'm basically ruining their holiday.
Well, no, but they're more excited about their holiday than they are about seeing you. So you know, it just, you know, the holiday just kind of that is sucking away all of Auntie Vera's excitement, you know, that normally he would have.
I don't think that's the same song. I don't even know what the song is.
Job it's not
well
the same.
Done. Standing ovation.
It's called You Ruin Me. Anyway. All right, fine. I was going, you know, I'm just saying.
It sounds like you're excited.
I am. I'm very excited to go.
Really, what you should have done is put in some production value here and made it your own little only how many ever days and play it on. You know, you have a little podcast that you could play that on.
Yeah, but not, no one listens to. I mean, it's like Vera pulls in huge numbers. Vera has huge numbers. Huge. We don't. So I'm just saying we don't.
No one likes to talk about their numbers, Daniel. Is it? You know, it's kind of like the size of your penis. It's like, are those AOL inches? Or are they like, you know, are those podcast numbers or whatever? You know, we should have a thing. Are those something like that? I think I just ended the show from like 3 years ago or
you
something.
But here's the thing. Speaking of penises, did you see Justin Bieber's penis?
I did. I don't know if that was his penis. I'm gonna say for real because. A, it was large. It was a pretty large penis.
What, so?
And for someone to be, you know, he can't be blessed with a fairly nice voice, a really cute face, be like a millionaire, and have this big penis all at the same time. That is like too much.
Why?
It's too much. Well, because, you know.
Can I just say two words?
Sure.
Porn star. It's like, how many porn stars have cute faces and are millionaires and have big teeth? He's like,
I don't know how many of them are millionaires. But.
Many of them. It doesn't take that much to be a millionaire. We're not talking multimillionaire. It doesn't take much to be a millionaire. It's like, you just have to make $1 million, right? So it's like, look at somebody like Brent Corrigan or somebody like that. He's worth a million.
He is your favorite. So that is the one that you would bring up. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I saw the photos. He was at some island resort. In the Caribbean, I believe. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly where he was. Mm-hmm. And he decided he just wanted to walk around naked on the balcony or whatever.
Yeah, it was one of the, you know, and, I mean, he wasn't hard, so we have no idea. I mean, he could just be a shower, not a grower, right?
He could be, but it was pretty long for a soft one.
Well,
I'm gonna say that.
I've been with a lot of guys. I don't want to brag, but I've been with a lot of guys of people, penises of all shapes and sizes. And sometimes people that have really big penises when they're soft don't get much bigger when they're hard. It's like they just kind of, you know, plump up, but they don't get any larger. But then there's other ones that, you know, that have nothing. When they're soft, and then, you know, suddenly there's a tree stump coming out of nowhere. You know, it's like,
which would you rather have? Like, if you were going to choose, would you want one?
I'm sorry, if you're going to
soft.
Wait, if you're going
to, if you wanted to make a choice,
and so what would you call the act of making a choice?
No, if you wanted to just, you know, if you had two options and you had to decide between those two options, then would you want to be small, soft, but like really huge? You know, when you got hard, or would you want to be? Really long, soft, but stay about that length when you got hard.
How many options were there?
There were two.
How many?
Dos
anyway,
opciones.
I don't even know. Here's the thing, Adam. I don't care. I say this from a point of someone who, you know, again, has seen a lot of penises in my life.
Yes.
Ultimately, it's kind of like the whole breast thing, right? It's like people that have really big tits or whatever, you know, and guys are really into breasts and like really big tits and, you know, people. But if you talk to guys, like straight guys in general, they just kind of want something there that they can play with, that exists, that is there, and it's, and they can play with it and suck on them, whatever, and blah, 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 and they're nice. I say the same thing with dicks. It's like, as long as it's, you know, average or slightly above average, then it's great to me. It's just,
no,
like,
I'm fine with that. But I have,
because I've been with guys that are really big, and that's its whole universe of its own problems when you have guys that are too big.
I was with really big for 8 years, and that was yeah. Sometimes not for sucking. Sucking was you know.
Yeah, but then I've found
that skill since then. But
well, I found sometimes that guys that are really big, it takes them a very long time to get off too.
Oh, not him.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, no, I like pretty ones.
Oh yeah,
so
no, I agree. I think we all could.
Now
agree that.
You, I would not want a huge one that was ugly. I would much rather like a pretty one that was just average.
Right.
But I have gotten a text message from you talking about some micro penis or something on someone at one point. So,
well,
you're a little bit of a size queen.
But no, I'm not necessarily a size queen other than the fact that, all right, so let's just be this blunt, right? Carrie and Nicole, you both can like skip forward like, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Just save yourself this. It really comes down to function, right? It's like I am primarily a bottom. So it's like if you have a really tiny penis, then it's not that I'm judging you. It's just that you and I are not going to be able to have a really good sex experience. You know what I'm saying?
See, I've never understood that because I find that the experience of bottoming hurts. So a smaller one is just fine for me. Smaller the better.
But when we're talking you know. About micro penis, where it's all right, it has to reach first. Right. And if and I'm not a twink, so I have a big fat ass. Right.
If
so it's like
some cushion for the push.
I'm just saying. So it's got to reach. And then, of course, you know, there's got to be some motion there. So it's like it's got a reach and it's got to have some room to maneuver. So that's all I'm trying to say is, you know, a good six or more is fine. That's all
okay.
I'm saying. All right. So
all right. Well,
Nicole and Carrie can come back into the room now. All right, we've just gone so far the fuck off the rails. Let's listen to this, shall we? Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. Auntie Chris with Pretty Death Home.
Oh dear God.
Actress Barbara Meek, best known for playing the housekeeper on Archie Bunker's Place, dead at 81. Bye.
I am so distracted by those weird noises on his phone.
It's just Australian noises.
I don't know if does he have stubble and he's just raking his thing up against. I don't know. Anyway,
hi guys.
Who was? Are we giving this to him or not? Yes or no?
She was on Archie Bunker, so I guess it's not the wife though. It's the housekeeper.
Yeah,
I don't even remember the housekeeper. But yeah, we already gave it to him. I'm not going to take it back now.
I don't even know how we would take it back. So there you go. Congratulations, RT Cruiser. You were entered into the contest and blah, blah, blah. All right. So I feel like we're just off in our own little kind of crazy thing.
Well, I'm gonna talk about an actual
can
topic.
Can I say
now.
First? Wait, no. I wanted to do this first. Can I do this first?
I don't know. What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, I just wanted to do this.
Oh.
In just 20 days, I will be at Vera Charles' West Coast Mansion. That's right, lovies. In just 20 days, I will be gracing the doorstep of Vera Charles and Gooch on Hallows Eve. So there you go. It'll be fun.
See there, you did your own.
I will be staying at Vera's on All Hallows Eve as well as All Saints Day.
I can't believe they're letting you stay there.
I can't either.
There, so have you ever stayed there before?
I have been there before, but I've never stayed there before. But and here's the thing. It's like I know they don't want me to because they kind of like drop little subtle hints, like so
there's
like
a really nice hotel.
Why can't you stay with Joe like the whole time? I mean, why you got to be here? Oh, we're delighted to have you. You know, but it's basically like they're trying to find, you know, those little feelings to see if they can get an out there.
Yeah, we're looking so forward to it. But you know, our house is really just a shack. There is a really nice hotel, like, you know, 3 blocks down. It's like 5-star. I mean, they will stroke your dick for you every night, no problem. But
no, I'm looking
really
forward. I'm looking forward.
Shanty.
I'm happy to go. Should I take my harmonica? I should take my harmonica.
Well, so we'll be happy to have you. Happy to have you.
I can take my harmonica with me so I can play some songs there. We can make a little fire in the fireplace and we'll it's gonna be really hot out there, I guess. But we can watch
roast
the fire
marshmallows.
We can watch the fireplace thing on Netflix, that fireplace movie on Netflix, and we can have some marshmallows and we can sing campfire songs. It's like,
I think that will be fantastic.
I don't know what that
says. Yeah, something like that. All right. Well, I just wanted to talk about. So, Mark and I like to go on trips for our birthdays instead of buying presents for each other. And we also may not do Christmas presents because the trip that I may have picked out this year
because he's satanic. He doesn't believe in the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
No, he's Catholic. He believes in that. But anyway,
he's very guilty about it.
So, anyway, we like to do that instead of buying presents because it's very hard to buy presents for an adult that makes any kind of money because generally they buy things for themselves and it's very hard, you know. And if it's something, we've discussed this before, if it's something that they really, really, really want that they haven't bought for themselves already, it's a very expensive thing that you probably can't afford either. Anyway, So we like to pool our money for our birthday trips, and we like to go, or for birthday presents, and we like to go on trips. But this year, we've gone on a lot of trips together already, and we didn't have, first we were thinking, oh, well, we'll do something kind of less expensive, which means we won't fly. So we'll drive, but there's no
place. We'll take a canoe.
No, there's no place within driving distance that either of us really has any desire to go to and spend money to go on a
vacation. Because you live in fucking Arkansas.
No, but I mean, so we've been to any of the places that you would want to vacation in that are near. Like, someone might go to Dallas for a vacation. You might go to Chicago. We've done both of those. We went to Montana, which was not that many people go to Montana for vacations, but we did.
What's wrong? Chicago's so fun. Why don't you go to Chicago?
We already did.
Well, you can go again. You can go to Chicago. There's lots of fun things to do in Chicago. You can meet up with Tom and Terry.
We're trying to go through new places first, and then
the Robs.
And a cruise might be nice, except he has to have a visa for most places, because for some reason, none of the countries want to let Filipinos in unless they get special permission. I don't know why.
Because they're sex workers.
I don't know. But anyway, so we can't go. So it's not cheap, but what would be kind of an exotic place to go that would be cheaper?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if we were going to fly, and I thought Mexico, but then we found out he has to have a visa for Mexico, and they're not giving out visas right now to Filipinos. Don't even know why, you know, I mean, they can like swim the river and come over here, but they won't give a visa to a Filipino. I don't know. But anyway, so we were looking and I thought, wouldn't it be cool to like go to one of those like Caribbean islands where you get this hut that's right out on the water.
Ooh.
And, you know, you have these scantily clad boys coming out and, like, you know, feeding you grapes and, like, you know, waving palm fronds or whatever it is that they do, right? You know, that would be a fun trip. But, alas.
Yes.
He would have to have a visa for any of those places as well, because most of them are owned by, not owned, but most of them are British controlled.
Those damn Brits.
Which means they're considered England, basically. So it's just like going to England. You'd have to have a visa, and so would I. So
you wouldn't have to have a visa. If you're just going to visit, don't you just need a passport?
No. For him, he has to have a special tourist visa for these countries.
Why?
The Philippines is a third world country, and they require that you tell them you're coming to visit. I guess they don't want them to stay or something.
But how hard is it to get them?
Well, anyway, regardless, I don't know. It depends on the country, and there's this process, and you have to pay something and whatever. And the other thing is, for one of those nice like things out on the water with like your own personal slaves and all that kind of stuff, like a really nice resort.
Yes.
It's thousands of dollars. I didn't even realize how expensive it was. Like, if you look at like the Sandals resorts or whatever, I was looking like
they're called sandals because that's all you can afford to wear after you stay there.
Right, exactly. I was looking, it was like $4,000 for like a 3-night package, like a vacation package. And I'm like, no, we don't want to spend $4,000. So I was looking, and actually, Puerto Rico is very affordable.
I was just playing the song. I was playing the song. Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is
a U.S. territory.
Affordable. And I did know that. And in fact, they're considered U.S. citizens. They are U.S. citizens.
They can't vote, but they are considered.
They're U.S. citizens. And you know what? I didn't know. And I could have researched this. I was wondering if I wanted to move somewhere, if like an American could move to Puerto Rico and work, because, you know, they're a territory. But I don't know. Anyway, so we're looking at Puerto Rico because we can get a plane ticket there for about $550 a piece. And the nice resorts are only about $150 a night. So if we go for maybe 4 days, we can do it for less than $2,000 total.
Mm-hmm.
And now we'd have a rental car and some things like that. But anyway, I think it would be affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be beachy. And, you know, it would be, you know, it'll be a resort. So it'll be fairly nice, I'm sure. So I just wanted to get, you know, have you ever been to Puerto Rico?
I have not. However, I did ask Google here while you were chatting, and it says Americans can't buy property and need special permits in a U.S. territory. So like the Mariana.
Could you work?
You would have to have a permit to buy property there. So if you were going to buy a house or rent, you know, prop, you know what I'm saying?
Well, if you're going to rent, you wouldn't need a permit.
That's true.
That's to buy. I'm saying, could you work?
I would imagine, because the IRS is there. I mean, you still pay taxes. You're still, yeah, so I don't know. Oh, my God.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. We're not moving there. But what do you think? Do you think that is a good choice for a vacation?
To me, it sounds god-awful, but I don't like the same kind of things you do. So, to me, beaches sound god-awful. It's like, those little islands where you go out and you, like you were describing earlier, with little huts out over the water that you can look down. That, to me, is just like, just gouge my, stick a knife in my face or something. It's like, I would sooner do that than go to one of those places. I'm not a good downtime person. You know what I'm saying? I don't like laying out on this, and that just sounds horrible to me. It's just like,
I'm not generally a beach person, but I love going anywhere that's kind of exotic and I've never been there before. Mm-hmm. And I'm not looking to do a big city, because most of the big cities are going to be cold, and I don't want to go somewhere where it's going to be colder than it is where I live.
Right.
So,
you know what? It's not like you're going to buy the place. I mean, yeah, go there then go and find out. It'll be fun.
So I put a little thing out on Twitter, and everyone that responded said that it's very nice. The only concern is it being rainy, but since it's a rainforest.
Ooh, hold on to that thought. Hold that thought.
Or there are rainforests.
Yes. Hold on. Let's just get this out of the way.
Yeah, hi guys, Anthony Cruiser for this Liberty Death Phone. Actor Frank Albanese, best known for playing Tony's Uncle Pat on The Sopranos, dead at April 9th.
I am going to, I swear to God, I'm going to go buy an iTunes gift card and I'm sending it to him so that he can just buy one of those recording programs, you know what I'm saying? Like that will record on your phone.
Yeah.
Because your phone sucks. It's like making an international call, the sound quality sucks. Anyway, I'm just saying.
So okay. What do you think? I don't know.
It was Frank. I did watch The Sopranos, and I don't remember that guy.
Well, then no.
Okay, fine. Then no. Excellent. There's a lot of stuff going on in the chat room that we've just been, ignoring.
I know. Well, normally we do.
I was just saying, there's things they're saying I wanted to acknowledge. They've taken time out of their Sunday evening to be there, and that's all I'm trying to say.
Well, did you want to acknowledge anything, or did you just want to acknowledge that they exist?
Whatever, I'm just saying. So C.T. Yaley, by the way, which is Bill, that's in our GroupMe group, he's basically saying that I said something that I was proved wrong about. I don't even know what that was. That was way back up in the chat room. So.
And Veronica Mars in the chat room is thinking that we take live phone calls.
Right, exactly.
But no, it's Veronica Mann.
I don't actually think that's Veronica Mann. See, I have a friend here in Connecticut named Veronica Mann. That is not actually her. Because
I don't know.
I don't think she would come into this chat room and then talk about beaches. It smells suspiciously like a Joe Batanz joint going on there. That's what I'm trying to say.
So, okay.
I'm just saying.
Could be.
If it actually is Veronica, then you can just send me a message on Facebook Messenger that says that it's you. And then I'll believe it's you. Anyway, otherwise I don't believe. Because why would she listen to our show? She has no interest in listening to the show. So there you go. Anyway, hi chat room. I'm so glad that you're here tonight. Toppy Smelly wanted to know if Vera was going to dance with me like he did with Big Fatty in their living room. And Vera said, no, he's going to run away. So I guess I'll be dancing with Gooch. Actually, I'll probably be dancing with Howard. Howard and I will dance. I will film it. I'll make sure that whatever. I don't need to ask Veronica a question that only she would know. She can message me in another way that should prove her. Anyway, it has nothing to do with that. All right.
Anyway, that's it. Chat room, you can let me know what you think. Should we go to Puerto Rico? Because we've got to buy the tickets tonight or tomorrow.
Here's the thing, Adam.
We're going to go over Thanksgiving. So there you go.
Here's the thing, Adam. I think you should go. I think absolutely should just go. You should just do it. Just do it. Just go.
Well, there you go. That's all I needed. Some approval. Right. And we will do it.
Right. Here's the thing, Adam, is if this were another show, and I know we've already established you don't listen to other podcasts. If this was another show, let's say this was It's All About Me.
Okay.
Then what you would do is you would have a really confusing contest to decide whether you're going to go to Puerto Rico or not.
I don't have time for that.
Now, I know you don't listen to It's All About Me because they hate Mariah Carey or something. I don't know what it is.
That's true. They do hate Mariah Carey.
They are incapable. I love them to death. I love Mark and Ed. Love you guys. Love you to death. Curtis, not so much. But I love you guys. And let me just say this. You are incapable, like genetically incapable of just making a straightforward contest. It takes them 7.5 minutes to explain the rules of this contest that they do on their current show right now. And he's just.
But see, here's the, you know the reason they have all these contests?
Why?
They give away thousands of dollars because they're independently wealthy individuals and they buy their listeners.
They were talking today about sending Auntie Vera Charles like Star Trek shot glasses and stuff because TJ sent them one and whatnot. I think there's just nothing to do out there. So they have the same disposable income the rest of us do. They just live in a place where there's nothing to do. So that's they have nothing to spend their money on.
But, well, I think they should go to Puerto Rico.
They should go to Puerto Rico. They've got this crazy contest going on right now. First of all, and I haven't said anything about this for a while now. This contest is insane. Where they're doing it's a square appreciation where they basically they go backwards through their square list and then they call out 10 people's to 10 people each week go into a drawing and one of those 10 people can win $25 if they call in. So if your name is drawn and you call in that week, then you get the $25. If you don't call in, then the next week the person that gets drawn will be eligible to win $50. And if that person doesn't call in, then the next week so it adds $25 every week. So
and if your number matches your number divided by pi,
exactly
times the square root of infinity.
Right. It's just absolutely insane. And but. Before that, they have this segment of their show, and I still don't understand it. I still don't get it. They have this memory thing where it's like they talk about their memories, but it's memory because they want to like incorporate the all about me, so memories or whatever. But they do this thing where
sounds like memories,
right? But they just casually say like, okay, so pick A, B, C, or 1, 2, 3, and then they always pick a number. It's like, what happens if you pick a letter? Why is it? Why do you say pick A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, and then the person only ever picks a number? And what does it even mean? I don't even understand. It's like some kind of weird segment where then they talk about how they were abused as a child or something, and the other two like say whether they loved it or hated it. And it's so I'm so confused by them. I really am just so confused. I really am.
Well, they're confusing individuals, but you know,
I love you guys, but it's
Daniel
just
loves
so
you guys,
it's so
and
it's just
so yeah,
very confusing. I would say.
Well, I think our contest is pretty straightforward.
Yeah, we have a very easy contest. You call in, you tell us when people die, you go into
Artie
a drawing.
Cruiser wins.
Hello, it's Bacon. Someone died. Let me see, I gotta get to it.
Okay.
Jerry Park, the Secret Service guys has saved Ronald Reagan.
What?
He died.
Hold the phone up to your
Bacon.
Hold the phone to your mouth. That was so confusing. Jerry Parr. What, from Saving Private Ryan, did she
Parr.
Say? Did she say Saving
No,
Parr?
She said he's the guy who saved Ronald Reagan when he was shot, or who kept Ronald Reagan from being assassinated.
And that was James Brady.
No, it was Jerry Parr.
All right, so Jerry S. Parr was an American Secret Service agent. He was one of the agents protecting President Reagan on the day of his assassination attempt on March 30th, 1981. He is widely credited with helping to save the president's life. So there you go. Congratulations, Kathy.
I don't know if that made him famous, though, but there you go.
You know, it's fine. Here's the thing it's a very straightforward contest. It's called the Celebrity Death Phone. All you have to do is when a celebrity dies or someone famous, well-known
you
dies,
cannot kill them.
You cannot personally be responsible for killing them, but that's neither here nor there. But if someone famous dies, you just be the first person to call our phone number. And that's 229-234-7587 and basically report it. That's all. And we have time stamps on all of that stuff. And that we play the winner every week. And if you win, you get put into a drawing and the pot increases by $2. So there you go.
Every time.
And next year during Pride 48, we will draw the live from home weekend. We will draw.
Now, we just started back, but right now the pot is at
$20.
Actually, I haven't added the other two, so it'd be $24.
That is that's $20 that you didn't otherwise have.
Yeah. So, but it'll go up because we still have months and months and months.
Yeah. So Veronica Mann says that sounds like he was par for the corpse. Yeah, that's Batanz. Anyway. Whatever I was going to say is, all right, so I had this thing on here and I don't have to talk about it this week. I can talk about it another week. We can just move on.
Well, I have one other thing.
Oh, you just added it just now.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Well, so I've been, as everyone knows, I want to be rich. I would like to be rich. I don't think I ever will be rich, but I would love to be. And it's not just, I don't care about money.
You are rich in spirit, young one.
No, look.
You are rich in the ways of spirit.
I don't care about money. I really don't. Like, I don't care about some number that I have in my bank account. Mm-hmm. But someday, I just want to be at a point where I don't have to, I can do whatever I want, and I don't have to worry. I can, you know, if I want to go to, you know, the Bermuda Triangle for our vacation.
Yes.
or, you know, something like that.
Why would you want to?
I don't have to look at, you know, oh, that costs $4,000 or, you know, whatever. I just want to be at a point where I don't have to worry. And if I wanted to quit my job, I could. So, you know,
there's actually a term for this. I don't mean to interrupt you, but there actually is a term for this, and I wish I could remember what it was. But it, basically, the point is that at a certain point, you make enough money that you couldn't possibly spend it in a year, and there's no appreciable difference between having more money than that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it's like someone that makes $6 million a year does not live an appreciably worse life than someone that makes $20 million a year, right? It's, at some point, you can't spend that much a year, and you have everything you need.
Right.
And it's like, whatever. I understand.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not that I'm greedy necessarily. And
oh my God, Cameron Dallas is in the chat room. Anyway, go ahead.
Buckets of money. Anyway, so I started reading this book that I'm sure a lot of you have heard about. That I had heard about on a podcast, but I forgot about until I was just kind of, I don't know what I was doing, but I stumbled upon it. And it's called Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yes.
And it's by a guy who is wealthy. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually not reading it. I'm listening to it on Audible. Mm-hmm. But his name is Robert Kawasaki.
Mm-hmm.
Or Kiyosaki, I don't know. But he's famous. Anyway, well, fairly famous. If he died, I don't know if we'd give $2 for him or not. But so anyway, it's a really good book. I just recommend anyone who is interested in becoming rich.
I'm sorry, they posted a picture of Cork in the chat room.
that you read this book. And basically, the idea is that rich people focus on buying assets and not liabilities. And so everything that you spend your money on should be something that returns money to you.
Mm-hmm.
And he says this doesn't even include a house, because a house normally costs too much money to maintain. So if you're going to buy property, it needs to be some kind of like commercial property, rental property, something like that. But he says anything you invest your money in should be something that's going to return something to you. And
right.
You should
like my grandparents owned a lot of timber and gravel land. So it's like every you know, 5 years or so, they would cut timber and sell that and then let it regrow and stuff like that. And they would pump out gravel out of the you know, whatever.
So the problem is, though, and I think all of that is very valid. The other thing he said is form corporation as soon as you can, like a personal corporation to like, you know, keep your money. He says when you have a corporation, you make money, spend money, and then you pay taxes on whatever's left. But if you're an individual just working every day for a corporation or something, you make money, pay taxes, and then spend whatever's left over.
The problem there is that you can't like get paid as a corporation. It's like it would be really hard for you to go to your job and say, oh, I would like for you to, instead of hiring, you know, Adam Burns, to hire Adam Burns Incorporated as a subcontractor. It gets more complicated that way. So,
well, yeah, but no, I think he's saying once you have assets and your assets are returning money.
Mm-hmm.
You incorporate and all that money that's being made.
Okay.
You can, anyway.
It's financial chat with Adam and Daniel. Yes, it's exciting,
anyway,
Adam.
All of these are valid ideas,
but
I just have one comment to make.
Yes.
How do you get to the point from being some poor schlob, I don't have money to purchase real estate, to then have people rent or whatever? You know,
it's very easy, Adam. All you do, step one, write a book that tells people how to get rich.
Right.
Sell that on Amazon, and that's your seed money to buy the property and to do all the things that you suggest that you should do in the book.
Anyway, so, but it's an interesting read, at least. So,
I will even, if you write a book, Adam, I will even write the jacket cover for you. It's like, noted lecturer Adam Burns wowed audiences by having a light turn on and off using an IFTTT script during one of his captivating presentations. And now he's brought his great advice to you.
Yeah. And look, like I said, there are some valid ideas there. But it seems like you either have to take such a risk that you might end up like living under a bridge if it goes wrong, and then maybe it will work out for you and you'll make a bunch of money and then you can reinvest that, or you just needed to have started out rich to begin with.
Yes.
But anyway, that's all. That's all.
Yeah, you're right. But
one day I will be. But you know.
Oh, the sad truth of it is you won't.
No, but you know what I was telling Mark? You know when I used to, you know when I was a webcam model?
Yes.
What I should have done, if I had been smart, when you sign up for that, they make you your own studio, so you can have more than one model.
Yep.
So I should have set up a studio and had, and on Grindr and Adam for Adam and other places, I should have advertised for models, you know, to come do this and then tell them, I'll provide all the camera equipment. I'll provide the lighting. I'll provide whatever. I'll watch while you do it. And I'll just make a small percentage of everything that you make.
Right.
Right. And then as I got bigger, I could have rented an extra apartment or something and set up multiple rooms.
Yeah.
And then my small investment in computers and webcams and stuff could have been making me money every. Instead, I've like spending hours and hours like stroking my dick.
Here's the thing, Adam. I can tell you that that's not true because one of my first independent gigs was actually setting up one of those cam houses. And the majority of the time that you have those cam houses up, what you're doing is, you know, basically fighting off attacks from the other cam houses that are trying to take you down so that people will go to their house instead. So it's basically, they basically will sit there and like DDoS you and all kinds of other things trying to like get into your system to basically like, you know, put their ads for their things. It's a cutthroat thing. Anyway, okay, Parker is in the chat room.
If I had thought like an entrepreneur, instead of me doing the work, I would have had other people doing the work and just making money.
Yeah, it's just kind of whatever. Here's the thing. That kind of concentrate, that kind of like attention to like, oh, I want to make $1 million. I want to be super wealthy and, you know, screw everyone else. I want to be, you know, whatever. That is a uniquely American thing, right? It's like when you look at the other NATO countries that have universal health care, that have college paid for, it's like their number one priority isn't to make $1 billion. It's like they don't really, their number one priority is to enjoy their life. It's just kind of like when you don't have to worry about health care and paying for college, which are two of the things that put most people in debt, right? Those are the two biggest things in the universe that put you in debt. Healthcare, like if you get sick and you have to like suddenly pay for a whole bunch of stuff that you weren't anticipating on paying for, or you lose your, you know, after you're out of your job or whatever. So it's like healthcare, like is the number one thing for bankruptcy. And the other thing that's there for bankruptcy is student loans and stuff like that, which is, so it's like when you don't have to worry about those things and you the emphasis isn't on like, oh, how can I be the wealthiest bastard on the face of the planet? As opposed to how can I just have enough money to do the things I want to do and enjoy my life? Then there you go. We're the converse here in America, which is just such a uniquely American thing that, you know, screw everyone else.
I just want a private jet. Is that too much to ask for?
Actually, yeah, it is.
Just a private jet.
It is too much to ask for. Let's go to our next call, shall we? Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. Actually, producer for the celebrity deathbed again. Singer, musician Jim Diamond, dead at 63. Probably best known for his one hit wonder, I Should Have Known Better. Okay, bye.
All right, so Jim Diamond, yes, no?
I have no idea who that is. But if you think it's a famous person.
I have never heard of him in my life, so it's
a musician, apparently.
I'll go grid. You know who else is a musician? Veronica Mann. Anyway, we're just all over the road. I'm not going to talk about I have an upcoming trip that I would like to start planning and talking to people about, but it's not until
really?
August.
You're going to Europe?
Yeah, but not until August. And it's just in the talking stages now. My friend Bill and I brought it up the other day at lunch. It's like, hey, I would like to go to Europe. Let's go to Europe. And because
I've been there.
We both work for, we don't work for the same company, but he works for the university. I work for the healthcare system. Anyway, we both have the same, you know, stupid amount of vacation a year. We both have like 7 weeks of vacation a year. And so I was like, because if I'm going to do a European trip, it's got to be like a 2 week trip.
How many?
Like at least a 2 week trip. And so, you know, he's my one friend that I know that has enough vacation time that can, you know, 2 weeks isn't going to like chew up all of his vacation time or anything like that. So
that's true.
So we will.
It would chew up all my vacation.
So we're talking now. We're talking about maybe going to London, Disneyland.
Oh, I've lived there.
So I want to go to London. I want to go to Disneyland. I don't want to go to Paris. I want to go to Disneyland. And then I want to go to Amsterdam. So London, Disneyland, and Amsterdam. The hiccup right now is that he wants to go to Paris. And I'm just kind of like, ugh. So I don't know.
I've been there as well.
Although he did have a really good point. I said, give me one good reason why I should go to Paris. And he was just like, because bathhouses are not legal in the UK, but they are in Paris. And I was like, oh, well, there
that
you go.
Is not true unless things have changed, because I have been to bathhouses in London and Brighton.
We can certainly find it out. All right. Anyway, here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it.
DI Plus Technology segment brought to you by Joey Grassetta. I can never say his name. They have all kind of YouTube stars in the chat room tonight. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's,
yeah.
it's like YouTube's best and brightest have like come out to give us a nice. They heard that you spent 8 hours in prep for this show today.
Well,
and it shows. Let me tell you, Adam.
I don't
want
to brag.
It shows now because I remember you said earlier.
I know, I can start a podcast prep company.
Right. Why won't this play?
If you or someone you know is a millennial,
tell them about Cox.
Right. So let's just go right now to our technology segment, shall we, Adam? We had a phone call that came in for this segment. Let's listen to it now, shall we? Here we go.
Hi, guys. This is your Auntie Vera Charles. Daniel, what does a group me?
Okay, great. This is Auntie Vera Charles. It wants to know what a group me is. So there are numerous, way far too many of these things to actually, I know I'll miss one. There's like Wire, there's Telegram, there's Facebook Messenger, there's, what's the other one? There's Hangouts, there's GroupMe, there's Kick.
ICQ.
ICQ is not still in existence. But these are all basically messaging systems, right? And so what happens is Apple and Android don't play well together when you do group messaging. So like if just natively, if I wanted to do group messaging to other people that are all on Android phones, it's very easy. I just add them all into a list. I send the messages. It gets to all of them. And it's a big, you know, ad hoc chat room that's going right there between us. When you skip across Apple and Android, Apple does things slightly differently because they're dickish that way. And they basically break that so that on Androids, it all shows up as like coming in as crazy numbers, and it you don't see who's in the group. And suddenly it looks like the person that's on the iPhone is saying all of these different things that are coming in from different people. It's really messy. So in order to alleviate that, there are some, you know, unifying group messaging programs that are out there. GroupMe is probably one of the oldest that's been around. It's been around the longest of them. And what it is GroupMe is just basically a group messaging system. We use it for Pride 48, in Vegas for people to, you know, be able to chat with each other. It's basically a way for people to chat with each other on their cell phones without having to give their cell phone numbers to everyone, right? Because you can chat to everyone. You can IM, you know, you can private message people back and forth without having to know their cell phone number or whatever. And it all comes in through SMS, right? So, it works flawlessly that way. GroupMe also runs on the computers, right? So like you can also log into your computer on it and use it there. It's the exact same, you know, so you're tied to an account when you log into it. You have it on your website or you can have it on your phone. So it's really nice in that sense. And that is what GroupMe is. It's basically a group messaging thing. And there's a whole bunch of different flavors of them. I tend to like the ones that work across multiple platforms because if I'm sitting at my computer, I want to use my computer. And if I'm outside of my office, I want to use my cell phone, right? I hate sitting at my desk, right, and not being able to use my keyboard in front of me to respond to a message in order to having to use the cell phone keyboard to respond to a message because I'm sitting right there at my fucking computer. Why can't I use that? So that's why I favor using Hangouts or using GroupMe or Wire, Telegram, any of those. There you go. I hope that answers your question, Auntie Vera. There you go. And that's all. And remember, why won't this play? This is so confusing. I hate this new player in Windows 10. It's just annoying.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it.
The new. I turned off the wrong thing. I'm sorry.
Did you stop the music?
I did. I was trying to stop the technologic, and I actually stopped the news instead. You know what? Wait, here, we'll fix it in post. The news.
I was so confused because at the same time you said we were going to fix it, then the website that has the news story on it started playing this really loud audio. And I was like, what is he doing? There's this loud. It doesn't sound anything. Anyway, so authorities say it was likely dropped accidentally by a drug smuggler's aircraft. Maya Donnelly awoke to what sounded like thunder in the early morning hours, but dismissed it as a typical monsoon storm.
Yes.
And went back to sleep. Mm-hmm. Later that morning, she looked in the carport at her home in Nogales near the U.S.-Mexico border and saw pieces of wood on the ground. She found a bulky bundle wrapped in black plastic.
It was Jesus.
Inside.
Oh, sorry.
Inside was roughly 26 pounds of marijuana.
26 pounds of marijuana fell from the sky.
Yeah. A package that authorities say was worth $10,000 and likely was dropped there accidentally by a drug smuggler's aircraft.
Oh, my God. So here's the thing, Adam. Here's the thing. We've had this talk on this show before, right? It's like, I could probably be persuaded to smoke pot, right? To recreationally smoke pot or whatever.
I would eat it. I wouldn't smoke it.
But here's the thing. I'm, 48 years old. And it's like, so I don't know how I would even get it. And here's this lady that has basically 26 pounds of it just fall out of the sky and hit her, land on her property. I'm just saying, it's like, to me, it's just crazy. It's just like, here I am. It's like, I don't even know, how I would get it.
Yeah, right? Where do you get drugs? Just in general. Like, I wouldn't even...
So I'm saying, yeah, I don't go to college. I don't go to college. And my age, like skulking around the college, hey, you got pot? Hey, you got pot? It's just like, it's creepy, right? So there you go. It's just kind of one of those things. I mean, yeah, okay. There's probably, I know some people on Scruff and maybe Grindr that, that...
You could say
smoke, and I've asked them before. It's like, how much would this cost? How much if I wanted to buy it? How much? And they're all like so sketchy about it. It's like, well, how much would it cost? Well, I don't know. I don't really. They talk to this guy that I get it from, and everything. I'm just like, well, whatever. Can I just throw money at you? It's just like, it seems very, very it's just crazy.
Yeah, anyway, that's it. She had marijuana dropped in her yard. Now they're gonna.
Oh yeah, no, RC Martinez is in the chat room. Here he is. He's like, his answer is go up to somebody and ask, "Where's the weed at?" No, you don't understand, RC.
Arrested.
It would be a cop. It would be a cop that I would walk up to, and he would sell it to me and then take me to prison.
Now I'm gonna tell you something. If you want some meth.
Which I would get gang raped in prison, and it would be, now fundamentally I don't really have a problem with getting gang raped, but it would probably be unsafe. It would probably be unsafe sex. I don't know that they have enough condoms in prison to be gang raped safely.
I saw a woman in the store the other day, and I swear to God, this woman was a meth addict because her face, whew. You can tell when someone's been on meth for a while. That is all I've got to say. But anyway.
By the way, Bulky Bundle was Antivirus Charles stripper name in the 70s.
Oh. Yeah. Interestingly enough, they have said that there's going to be about $500 in repairs for the home from the damage caused by the falling pot.
Yeah, but it's like $10,000 worth of pot, so they can sell it.
No problem. Sell the pot.
Right, sell the pot, and then they can get that thing. So continuing in the chat room here, because everyone has advice. All right, so Parker is saying, ask a pizza delivery guy or a cab driver. Two things that I will never encounter in my life. It's like, I don't order pizza. Is like carbs. It's like, I don't order pizza, and I don't take a cab.
Have you ever had a manwich?
It's a meal.
That's what I had for dinner tonight. I had a sloppy Joe.
There you go. Not too long ago, someone did one of those shout ads on Growler offering to sell meth, says Lamont Cranston.
Well, speaking of sloppy Joes, Daniel.
Yes.
Black burger goes in and green poop comes out.
Oh, I thought this was a Joe Zubia joke.
No.
Sloppy Joe.
That seems to be the case with Burger King's Halloween Whopper.
Now, have you seen this burger?
Yeah, I have.
This black burger. Here's the thing.
I'm not racist. I would eat a black burger.
No, it's an A1 thing. And here's the thing. It's actually based off of a Japanese burger that was colored by, but in Japan, it was colored, the bun was colored, and the cheese. So it was like the bun and the cheese were black. And it's like, here in America, it's just the bun that they're doing here at Burger King. But it's A1.
I don't think it's just A1.
Well, no, it's flavored with it because A1 sponsored it, right? It's like the A1 burger. But here's the thing. Go look at the picture of that burger on their ads. And it's gorgeous looking, right? It's like a pristine bun that's nice and black and, with the sesame seeds popping out and everything. Now go Google that image of it and actually see the actual burger, like, or look at the USA Today story where they show the actual burger. It's like the smushed up, ugliest burger that you'd ever seen. I don't know how Burger King stays in business. They have such shitty food.
Well, but that's always true with food ads. It's always the nicest, glossiest, and they have food. What are they called? The people who just come in and make the food look sexy.
Yeah.
Take a photo of it.
Yeah. Those are the people that come in and make food look sexy.
The food fluffers.
They're called food stagers. But yes, here's the thing. I'm going to say this right now. No, I eat at restaurants all the time where the food looks delicious.
Well, yeah, but I mean, normally, especially
I don't eat fast food. Because to me, here's the thing. I used to eat fast food when it was economical, but nowadays, it costs like $8 or $10 at a drive-thru to get fast food.
That's true.
It's like, I can go to a restaurant and for like $2 or $3 more, have them bring it to me. And it's lovely looking, what I'm saying? So it's like, whatever. Food stylist, I'm sorry.
So according to curious diners who've tried the burger, their dookie turned vividly neon green. Why did they choose the word dookie?
Oh my God. No, the reason I picked this specific article. I want you to count the number of euphemisms for shit in this article because they don't use any of them twice. So far, they've used poop and dookie.
Yeah, poop and dookie. Almost a grass green, Mike Wickliffe, Indianapolis, said of his droppings.
Droppings.
After chowing down on a Halloween Whopper. All things considered, he said, his stool was normal.
Number four.
Just green. But Wickliffe was more than prepared for what he saw in the bowl. I had been warned, he said, but somebody on Twitter was talking about it, and I thought, well, now I have to go try it. Yeah, as one does, because we all want to have green poo. In a more detailed review of the burger's actual culinary merits, Wickliffe said, despite the color, the bun tasted like...
A bun?
A bun.
Yeah.
There's more to this story, but I'm not going to...
No, I've heard that also. So it's like it's a black bun. It's supposedly flavored with A1, but it really doesn't have an A1 taste to it or anything. It just really just kind of tastes like a bun. So,
well, I wouldn't want my bun to taste like A1, but that's...
If you read on it, he's basically like, it was okay. I mean, I'll eat it again, but I'm not going to go out of my way to do it.
I don't just, like Burger King.
I'm surprised that they're still in business. It's just like they have nothing good.
So they swear up and down that their burgers don't have like liquid smoke on them, but I swear to God they taste like liquid smoke is what they taste. Now I think it's real smoke because they actually
maybe liquid smoke tastes like real smoke. Did you ever?
Maybe
think of
it that? Does, ah. But I don't like that smoky flavor. I'm not a fan. I like just like done on a griddle.
On a griddle. Yeah, that sounds like meat vittles to me.
That's the news.
Oh, is that that's the news?
That's the news.
That's it?
That's it. You chose them.
Oh, no, you don't tell people that. That's like that's behind the scenes. You don't, you don't.
I think what we should do maybe from now on is you pick one, I pick one, and then we have a poll.
Oh, you're saying you don't like my news stories?
No. I love your news. I love all news stories.
I chose these for two separate reasons. Number one, euphemisms for shit are always funny. And number two, I can't get a single joint, and here is some lady has 26 pounds of pot like falling out of the sky on her. So, anyway.
Anyway, there's the news.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Dora has pot. It's the DI Plus birthday segment, a segment of the show where Adam will play musical cues from somebody's birthday, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is without cheating and looking in the chat room. Adam, what is our first musical cue this week?
You know, here recently, you really have cheated quite a bit.
I have.
I just want to say.
Here's the thing. Someone was giving me shit the other day for not knowing some singer. Who was it that I didn't know is some singer last week?
Oh, you didn't know Gwen Stefani.
It's Gwen Stefani. Or sorry. Here's the thing. I'm just old. Not a music guy. I don't listen to music that much. It's like, as you are well aware, I watch YouTube videos and I listen to podcasts. My mainstream, I'm putting this in scare quotes, my mainstream entertainment is basically like Survivor and The Amazing Race, which are the two TV shows that I watch religiously. I kind of catch other shows here and there, but it's like, for the most part, my entertainment universe is all like, independent media. And it's been that way for over a decade. So it's like, I don't really know a lot of, I recognize the song. I go, oh, I've heard this song before, but I don't know who sang it because I don't care who sang it because I'm just not a music guy. That's not my thing. So, by the way, Alden is in the chat room. Hi, Alden.
Alden is in the chat room. Hi, Alden. And he says he used to work for Burger King.
We can't talk about that. We're no longer in the news segment, Adam. We can no longer talk about this.
Well, it's interesting. The patties, I'm gonna say it anyway. The patties were fed through a fiery conveyor belt.
And then they went to hell.
And then for some reason, inexplicably saved.
You choked on that. For some reason, they were microwaved. So they microwaved them.
Yeah, I said
after.
Inexplicably. Anyway.
But you all
did. Right, here's our first one.
First one. This is The Sounds of Silence from... that's me trying to coyly tell you that I can't hear it. I'm not hearing anything. You're over there just dancing away. I have no idea what you're listening to, what you're... there we go. I heard something. This is Back in Black by AC/DC.
Yes, it is.
Oftentimes used as Howard Stern's theme.
Could be.
So, is it the lead singer of the group?
Who is the lead singer of the group?
He's the lead singer of AC/DC. I don't know his name. Let's say Al Crampton. I don't know.
It is the lead singer of the group.
Yes.
But I don't think we give that one to you because you don't know his name. But it's Brian Johnson, who was the lead singer of AC/DC. I don't know if they're still performing or not, but anyway.
If someone said, hey, who's Brian Johnson? I'd be like, I have no fucking clue who Brian Johnson is.
He is 68 years old.
Yeah, hi guys, RT Cruiser, Brian Johnson died. It's like, I had no idea what he said.
Here's another one.
It's 1:44, my goodness. Hey, what's up, everybody? Hope you're all having a great day. This week, I'm telling you guys 10 things you guys didn't know about me. The first thing I'm going to tell you guys that you may or may not know about me is my middle name is Brayden. It's kind of boring, but...
All right. So clearly this is a YouTuber supposed to know.
I just want to see how
I
many
don't
them
recognize
you.
The voice. All right, so can you do this? Can you pause it and then can you show me his picture?
Yeah, hold on. I'll have to pull it up on this other computer. But yes, I can.
Because it's one of those, a lot of times, because YouTube is a visual medium, so a lot of times it's very,
Well, it's hard, but I just want to see how many
it's
people.
It sounds like, what's his name? Not Grant's in your pants, but the other guy. He's like the unholy triumvirate, which is Nash Greer and Cameron Dallas. Then there's the other one with the kind of bug eyes. I think it's him.
Well, he's got glasses on in this, which I don't think are normal. I don't think he normally wears glasses.
All right. Well, he just
but
said
this is,
10 things.
But this is what he looks like right there.
Well, all right. See, I didn't know. It says Aaron Carpenter. I don't know. Because I see his name right there. So
yeah, I thought about that.
So, no, anyway. I do not know. I do not
all
know
right.
Aaron Carpenter.
Well, Aaron Carpenter, who is a YouTube celebrity.
I wouldn't call him. So he only has 90,000 views on that. So.
And I think you're right. I read something that he does do stuff with some other people.
Yeah.
So I think you were right about that. I just wanted to see. You know, I'm just trying to test your YouTube knowledge. I don't even know if he's gay. But
You can unshare your screen now.
No, that's true. I could.
All right, by the way, now they're bitching in the chat room about how long this show is. You know what? Just turn it off then. We were late getting started. Whatever. Relax.
Oh, well, we've only been going for an hour.
I know, but there is whatever. They're complaining.
So, all right. So here is our next one. So you got that wrong. Oh, he is. I just wanted to kind of see how many YouTube celebs you actually know. He is 17 years old. All right. Here's the next one.
I don't watch YouTubers because they're young. I've gone down my list before. All right. I should know this because I know this song, but I don't know who sings it. I just know that every year on American Idol, people tried to sing that song. Oh, well, this was the... Again, I'm not sure who sang this, though. Was he in the Super Bowl? Did he do a...
Yes.
So it's that guy from the Super Bowl. I don't know his name.
Hot damn.
I know the song.
You were talking about it earlier.
I know the song. I just don't know who sang it. He was in the. Was it? He was the guy that was in the Super Bowl.
A short Cuban guy.
Yeah, he did the. There you go, Bruno Mars. Thank you very much.
Well, yeah, yes, it is Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars is younger than me, like everyone else. Bruno Mars is 30 years old.
I just don't. I don't understand. I'm just not a music guy. I know the songs. I just don't care who sings them. That's not like up and like I know the big ones. I know like Lady Gaga and Madonna.
Lady Gaga is in American Horror Story this season.
I know, I heard that.
All right. Boom, boom, boom,
boom. Bang, 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 bang.
Great. So let's go to another musical act. This is going to be great.
It's not. This is a TV show theme.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I wonder which TV show used this. Seems... It... Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got it.
Sorry.
Some,
I have another
so
one.
It's probably
another
okay, go on, please. Please do, please.
Since you don't know that one.
All I should know this because I know this is. Oh.
You're looking at the chat room.
I'm so sorry.
I saw you.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So this is Quantum Leap. And yeah, so the first one, I don't know what the first one was. If the next one is the Enterprise, theme of the Enterprise, then it's Scott Bakula. Yep, there you go. So that's the theme of the Enterprise. So Scott Bakula. By the way, I would have gotten it off the Enterprise theme.
Yeah, that's why I didn't play that one first. The first one was NCIS New Orleans.
Oh, see, I don't,
which is on right now, and he's on it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scott Bakula, and he is old. He is 61 years old.
Oh, nice.
All right.
He is older. He is older than Auntie Vera Charles.
Oh.
The biggest names in movies. The biggest names in music.
Is this Mario Lopez?
Get closer to the stars on Extra and its new home, Universal Studios.
Yes, it is Extra. I had a couple. I had to play these. Here's another one.
That's the Golden Girls theme.
He was on Golden Girls.
Really, Mario Lopez was on
one
Golden
episode.
Girls? Oh, okay.
And then, of course,
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. So Mario Lopez, who's still hot.
Isn't that sad that I know his voice though? It's just like
He was also on. I think I've said that before.
You Skyped out. He was also on what?
He was also on Nip Tuck. Oh. It's funny how I can Skype out on Google Hangouts. But yes, he is 42 years old.
42 years young. Some other podcast was just talking about him this week, and they said that he didn't age well. I disagree, whoever that podcast was.
He looks good.
I listen to a lot of podcasts. I don't know who it was that said that. Lies, though. Lies, I say.
Here's our last celebrity birthday.
Okay, here we go.
Another hit from the GAC Classic Vault.
So am I going for the announcer?
No, the song. I was up all night wondering what
to do. Thinking that I'll just forget about some woman. It's a little
too late. Uh-huh.
Is it Reba? It's a little too
late. No.
Is it Faith?
No. Here's one more song.
Is this Tanya Tucker?
Are you looking at the chat room?
I totally looked at the chat room. How would I know? I don't even listen to country music.
I'm down to my last teardrop. Yeah. Tanya Tucker,
Tanya,
who apparently is trying to make a comeback, is 57 years old.
Did she go somewhere? Where's she trying to come back from?
Well, she stopped touring for 3 or 4 years, now she's trying to make a comeback. So,
excellent. Well, there you go. Happy birthday
Tanya
to all of those people. And we would like to say a very, very happy birthday this past week to Hendrik. I think we already said that, didn't we? Let's say a very happy birthday to Gavin from Poke It With A Stick, which you can hear here on Pride 48 every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And we would also like to say a very happy birthday today to Randall. I don't know who Randall.
Happy birthday, Randall.
Happy birthday, Randall. Here on Pride 48. If you would like to have your birthday listed on pride48.com, simply go over to pride48.com, click on sign in, and if you don't have an account, make one. And then check on the little checkbox that says, yes, I would like to have my birthday listed on the website.
Happy birthday to Allah. Happy birthday to Allah.
Excellent. Let's jump right into our contact segment here tonight, shall we, Adam? If you'll recall, we don't have a thing. Can you do a thing? Can you do a thing?
What?
Can you do that back in time noise?
What back in time noise?
If you know, like, just do that. Just do that. If you'll recall, last week we got a call from someone who we hadn't heard from before. Mike in Austin called us. And we said, and we surmised, I believe I surmised that he would be cute. Like all of our listeners, that they would be cute. And we implored him, I'm trying to use as many stupid words as I can. Anyway, so we asked him to send us a picture. Ha ha ha, jokingly, whatever.
He did.
He did send a picture, and of course I was right.
He is cute.
He's very cute. And then, of course, immediately I Facebook stalk him. He's married.
Oh.
Darn it.
He's straight?
No, to a guy. I mean, he's got a partner. He's got a partner.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't even assume when you say marriage you mean straight, because now we can all get married.
Right. So here you go. Here's the email that we got from Mike that the picture was attached to. Hello, boys. I called
Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike. I called in for your celebrity death phone line. No, your celebrity death phone line a few weeks ago. I was getting ready to board a red eye to Seattle for work, and I received an alert about a celebrity death. This sounds awful, but I was thrilled that it was 3 a.m. and I knew I could be. We're horrible. We basically promote people to be excited about death. I was thrilled. It was 3 a.m. and I knew I would be the first to call in. I enjoy your podcast and I look forward to hearing more episodes. Best, Mike in Austin. Thank you very much, Mike. We do appreciate it.
Can I just say, in our defense, we celebrate both the births and the deaths of famous people.
We are the alpha and omega of podcasts.
So, yeah. So thank you for emailing, Mike.
We are
glad you enjoy.
We are like the placental afterbirth of podcasting is what we are.
I don't do well meeting listeners, but you're not that far away. You're only in Austin.
Oh, dear God. Am I supposed to read this?
I don't know. We got it. I don't know what we're supposed to do with it. It's
all right,
a novel.
All right, here we go. I got an email here from Kathy Bacon. I am going to read
it. What we should have done is you should have recorded it beforehand and sped it up. Like the Micro Machine
I'm just going to try to read it as fast as I can. Hi, guys. Emailing per your show notes. Just thought I would send you and see what happens. Like, will I win a prize? Will you call me? Will you mention it on the show? What's the point in emailing? I cannot wait to find out. Of course, I'm sure there's a variety of things you can do differently. Would it be based on who is sending the email? Like Big Fatty or Kim Beaver or me? And does it depend who opens it? Does Daniel like me more? Does Adam like me at all? So I'm ready for the winter and hibernating, guys. My high of the spring and summer are always over when the accounts are empty and the vacations are over and the kids are in college or paid for. I really feel sorry for the kids whose parents don't pay for their tuition. Of course, if we did not afford it, they might not get scholarships or cheaper college. Do you think there's a scale for college based on parents' income? Is that what they call the FAFSA is for? Son of a bitch. Why did my mind go there? Now I'm going to be batshit crazy. A few weeks ago, my daughter's birthday and the big special one is next year. Sweet and golden 16. Next year, she's just 15. Did you guys know that my thyroid is dead? Did you know that I weigh more now than I did on the day I delivered my daughter 15 years ago? I hate myself. I'm not rereading this, so if there are errors, I don't care. So is this a good email? I swear, the high heavens, I do not care about this. I will not eat an entire box of Twinkies, just a frosting. No, I can't. Wait, what can I do? Oh, I want another cookie bacon story. They're funny. Are we all good? I hope we're good. Well, I'm giving up Facebook Sunday after Tommy runs his marathon. Well, my kids are awesome. People that hate me amuse me. There were kids once. Some are still assholes. You guys caused me to curse. I should send you... .. I should correct that I'm not going to send. I should send you the email every day and see how long it takes for you to change your email address. I'm listening to you talking right now. Daniel's not irritating you as much today, Adam. Who you guys are a hoot. Your friendship is good. I don't have a good friend. I could tell you all about my... about it in my daily emails to you guys. Catch you later, Sugar Plum Pie Favors. DA Plus is my favorite show, but don't tell Fatty. Well, actually, Poodle is now the star of that show. Did you ever notice that sometimes when you listen and Poodle talks and Fart responds, most of the time it sounds like almost like Fatty didn't even know Poodle was going to talk? Does Poodle have a job? Never mind. Bye. This email was sent to a different show and they never read it, so I'm recycling it for your show. And please announce I changed my HBO Go password and now it's my aunt's grandson's name and birth date. I'm sure Huck could find that in 3 minutes. And since I have paid off a loan, which would cost of $6,500 in interest over 10 years, instead I will pay myself interest in the amount of $1,800 over 4 years and my loss of earnings will be around $1,000. I'm in the low risk retirement. Don't laugh.
And for those of you listening on the podcast, it's going to be even faster because we speed up the podcast. So there you go. Well, thank you for emailing, Kathy. I cannot respond to all that, but
yeah. And I'm not going to read the next. Anyway, I think the daily emails from Kathy Bacon are amusing, and I think they're just for us. I don't think we need to read them.
I didn't know what I was supposed to do with them. So there you go.
I have to take a sip of my beverage after that.
All
right, here we go. let's get to
our first voicemail.
Yeah, we have several voicemails. Let's get to the first one, shall we? Here it is.
Hi, you guys. Marcus here. Sorry I missed last week's live show and a work late.
And tonight's, too.
Total tragedy for the chat room. Adam, in regards to your whole Walmart thing, I felt the same way when Safeway and Albertsons had their quote-unquote merger, and they were all like, we're doing this to provide better deals for our wonderful customers. And I'm just like, cut the crap
already. Fuck the customers.
But in fairness, the quote-unquote merger is the reason why I have my magical beer. And Daniel, even though my high school union is still like 3 years away, I've already decided I'm not going. I just figured I already have all the people I want to keep in touch with on Facebook, so I don't see a point in going.
All right.
So anyway, hope you guys have a good night, and hopefully you'll be seeing me in the chat room.
Yeah, we don't. We don't. Here, spoiler alert, we don't see you in the chat room, but thank you, Marcus. We do appreciate your call.
He's invisible.
I know he's invisible in the chat room.
In the chat room. Well, thank you.
I did not know that Safeway and Vons were like the same company. Did you know that?
I don't even know that I've ever been in a Vons before.
Oh,
so
in Vegas. In Vegas, I went to Vons a couple of times to buy things for the hospitality suite and whatnot. And
I thought it was a made-up name for the longest time. I thought they just, Fatty or Auntie Vera or someone had just come up with a fake name for a grocery store because they were trying to keep their anonymity, you know.
Right. Excellent. I don't know why I thought we had multiple voicemails. I guess we just have the one.
No, we have the one.
I don't know. We have another one. I didn't play this. I'll just play this. I'll just go ahead and get it out of the way. Here we go.
Yeah, hi, guys. Artie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Fame. Steve McKay, saxophonist for the Stooges, dead and...
Okay.
Saxophonist?
No, that's the Simpsons thing.
Oh, okay.
Saxophone. I play my saxophone. Really, honestly, Adam, don't make fun of me for not knowing who...
I don't watch The Simpsons.
Chitty.
Oh, come on, please. The Simpsons have been on for like 30 years.
Just because I don't know who sings a song doesn't... And you don't know a Homer Simpson thing is all I'm trying to say. All right, excellent. So that was our contact.
3, 2, 1.
Wow. I don't even know what to say. 8 hours. 8 hours of preparation.
Well, all the preparation was done. It was. I came in here and I needed to clean the studio. So I basically, we had balloons left over, you know, those kind of iridescent kind of metallic balloons. But I had put helium in them and they had kind of all fallen and they were limp on the floor. So I had to take the scissors and cut them all. And anyway, so, you know, so I cleaned and I played around with wires and got all ready.
Mm-hmm.
And still, even with that much
preparation. You called and woke me up this morning. Well, I didn't wake up because I didn't call you back until I woke up.
No, you didn't.
But you called me like early this morning.
I did. Well, okay. First of all, it wasn't early. It was 11 a.m. your time. It was not even early.
On a Sunday, that's early. Because last night was the leather night at Tommy, so I was out, you know, being naughty.
You know why they did leather night instead of rubber night?
Why, Adam?
Because rubber isn't slick enough.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
You know, I noticed that Alden came in the room kind of like a drive-by shooting. He came in the room and, like, you know, typed out a couple of messages and then left.
Right. Yeah.
He's like, he's like, I'm out.
That's Adam. I mean, that's Alden. Hey, you know what, Adam? I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks, and you were asking me when. So do you have a co-host lined up for the?
Well, I don't yet, but we've got a little bit of time.
I heard that Next Blime is ending, so maybe you can get Baron Frosty to come and, you know.
I was thinking about possibly one of the Pot is My Co-Pilot people.
Yeah. Rodan.
Maybe Joe Batanz.
No, not Batanz. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.